God teaches us a bunch of positional truths, and one of those is that our life is hid in Christ. I'm thankful for that truth. Psalm 96, wonderful psalm, wonderful singing tonight. Appreciate him blessing us with that. Psalm 96, let's stand together for just a moment. We'll read all 13 of these verses again. And I'll preach fast this evening. You listen up real fast, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. So sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Yes.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, and it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, tonight again in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pause for a moment to ask you for your help.
Yes.
We're thankful, Lord, you brought us this way one more time. Thank you for a place, Lord, here by the highway side, Lord, that we can enter into, and Lord, kind of, Lord, through the demands of the week thus far, and Lord, the responsibilities that lie ahead in the days to come, Lord, to be able to come in this evening and put all of that on pause, and Lord, together with the people of God, around the Word of God, Lord, here in the presence of the Lord, Lord, it's a wonderful, wonderful privilege and blessing you've given us tonight. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray for a few moments that you take the Word of God and our gathering together. Lord, as we've sung these songs, may now the Word of God be our help. May it be light in a dark world. Lord, may it be encouragement, Lord, in a day and a time filled with perilous things and Lord, darkness on every hand. I pray this evening, Lord, we'd be stirred, excited, cheered on, Lord, may we be challenged, and ultimately, Lord, may something be said tonight, Lord, that would change us for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we're the disciples, Lord, we're your students, you're the master, Lord, you're the teacher, and I pray this evening we learn what you have for us, and all that you do, we'll thank you for it, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We believe that David is the author of this psalm. We draw several reasons and truths for that conclusion. And one of those would be that this psalm it was given with several other psalms. It seemed to be taken out of a psalm that David wrote in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 through 36. It seems that Jewish leaders felt led by God's Spirit at different times to take excerpts of other psalms that were large psalms and condense them down into smaller portions to maybe like we would do choruses at times to use in their time of worship to commemorate special events. Psalm 96 is believed to be that psalm, one of those psalms that was used in the dedication of the second temple. As they would have built the second temple, of course, it was raised out of the rubble. It was raised after at a time the enemy had come in because of the sin of the people of God. The enemy had come in, taken them captive, destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, destroyed the walls, destroyed the gates, and left it literally in a heap. upon himself. The people went back under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah and went back and rebuilt the city to a measure of its glory and the dedication of that building of the second temple. This song is believed to have been sung during those decades in that time. You understand, Israel would have had all sorts of heathens and pagans and different wicked nations, and it crept in upon that place that they are trying to worship God in the midst of all the junk and in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the idolatry and the sin and the ways that the wicked men were living. And they have built the temple, and now they're trying to worship God. It seems to be a song that would have been sung in those days, in a time when Israel would have been a very vulnerable nation. It would have seemed like they would have been swallowed up by all the heathens and all the idolatry that was around them. Yet in this song, they are called upon and they are stirring themselves, amen, to sing about the Lord and to worship the Lord right in the midst of all of that. In this song, we find that it is twofold, in that it is both messianic and it is missionary. It is messianic from the standpoint that we deal with tonight. And it references the fact that that moment of time when the Lord is going to come again and he's going to set up his kingdom and judge this world in righteousness and in truth. And what a day that is going to be. And we believe in that earthly kingdom of the Lord Jesus. It is to come, whereby every nation, whereby every heathen, whereby every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess. And Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. And this song, we can study it in that vein of them being messianic, but it's also missionary. And by that, we mean that David in his song is calling upon the people of God. According to verse number 2, look there, he said in the middle of the verse, show forth his, that is the Lord, show forth his salvation from day to day. And we've been focusing in upon the phrase, show forth. Show forth. It literally means to announce good news. To announce good news. In the Bible, this word or this phrase, show forth, seems to be most closely connected in a military setting, whereby a messenger is bringing back a report of victory from the battlefield. And surely tonight we would think about that in terms of the gospel literally being the good news. And that we're to go, and we're in the New Testament word would be to preach the gospel, to show forth, to announce and declare and to speak forth, amen, good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is one of the Lord. Jesus has conquered death, hell, and the grave. He's won the victory over sin. He has obtained our means of deliverance and redemption. And thank God, the Word of God says in the New Testament, he is the captain of our salvation. Amen. That is, he is the one that has won the victory. And the sinner no longer needs to be in bondage. The sinner no longer has to be in captivity. Amen. And thank God, the guilty can go free. The captive and the prisoners, amen, can be liberated because the captain of our salvation, amen, has won the war. Amen. And so we're looking at this psalm, and this psalm is about announcing good news. As we read it again tonight, it's about announcing good news to all the earth. Amen. This is not to be contained in Jerusalem. It is not to be contained just to an earthly Jewish tabernacle or temple. It wasn't to be confined to the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Amen. David is saying, we as the people of God have a job, we have a ministry, we have a task, we have a responsibility, amen, to announce his good news to all the earth. Amen. It contains the message that we are to give to the world. Amen. It's about the Lord. Psalm 96 is about the Lord. Amen. Over and over. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. Worship the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Amen. ashamed unto the Lord. And all this song is about, amen, telling the heathens and the sinners and all those that are in the world and ahead, amen, this announcement of good news. This is the song of and for the soul winner. Amen. And so that is our thought, the song of the soul winner. And simply, we're just making our way through this song and deriving what our announcements are to be to the heathen. What is our announcement to be to the world and to those that are of the earth? And we give you the first two. I'll rehash them quickly. I won't even give you the sub-points, but our first announcement is simply this, is that our Lord redeems. Yes. Our Lord redeems. For in our text verse, when we've derived our thought, the Bible said, show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. His salvation is something that ought to be announced every day. Amen. We ought to tell the world. We ought to tell the sinner. We ought to tell, amen, those bound and those that are down and out and the worst of the pagans of our day. Amen. That there is good news. Our Lord redeems from that life. And he redeems the souls out of the world now. Amen. He redeems men out of the hands of our great enemy, the devil. I'm thankful that we have a message tonight. Our Lord redeems. He saves. He saves. He saves. He can save anybody. Amen. He can redeem anybody. He paid the price. Amen. For all men sin, that all men might be redeemed to God. Amen. And so in this song, there is an announcement that our Lord redeems. Amen. This is the first and foremost importance of the soul winner's message. It is simply, amen, the message of salvation. Amen. That we were in bondage. We had a debt we could not pay. Amen. We were stuck in sin and had no way to God. Jesus came and paid it all and obtained, amen, an eternal redemption for all those that have called him on his name. Yes. Amen. And so our message is simply this command, our Lord redeems. Ain't you glad we got a redeeming Savior? Amen. Ain't you glad our Lord redeems? Yes. Amen. We can make this personal to us tonight. Amen. We can be dogmatic about it to the world, Brother Tim, because he's done it for us. Right. Amen. You ain't going to tell nothing that ain't real to you. And that's why some folk never tell it. Right. Amen. That's why some folk ain't never got anything to tell the world. Amen. Because they ain't never truly been redeemed themselves. I think old David knew what redemption was. He knew what it was to cry out to the Lord. And the Lord to hear his cry, and the Lord to change his life and redeem his soul. Amen. And that says we've got a message to tell. We've got an announcement that we can make. Amen. That our Lord redeems. Verses 1 through 6. Amen. Our Lord redeems. Number 2, we said last week that there is the announcement, an announcement of good news. Amen. That we are to give, and it is the Word of God is very, very clear. Amen. Look with me in verse number 10. David said, say among the heathen, and the Lord reigneth. Amen. And so there's our second announcement that we're to make. Amen. It's not only that our Lord redeems, but that our Lord reigns, and he does. Amen. He's on the throne. He's over all other gods. He's over all that, amen, happens in this world and in our life. Amen. The Lord reigneth. He is on the throne. He's the Lord and in control. Amen. What he has established, verse 10 says, amen, cannot be moved. The heathen cannot change it. Amen. Even though they would seek to do so by laws and rewriting definitions, my friend, what God has established shall not be moved. He will hold all men accountable to him. Amen. As he reigns, and he has the Lord, amen, who reigns, his word. Then we focus him on that. Amen. As we understand that he reigns, that it's a message we're to give to the heathen, but it is a message, amen, that ought to excite us as we think about him reigning over our own life. And so we talk about the worthiness of our Lord. things out of our life. Amen. Our attention, our alms, our adoration. Amen. And I sold out city. When we try to get back on that and we get stuck. Amen. I'm glad our Lord redeems, and I'm glad that our Lord reigns tonight. Now, number three, notice with me in these verses, we find here in verses number 11 through the end of Saul, is that our announcement and the good news we give involves the fact and the truth that our Lord is returning.
Yeah.
He is returning. Amen. Now notice with me in verse number 13, where the Bible said that he, notice there, verse 12, then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. Now notice the next three words, for he cometh. Yeah. For he cometh. So the soul winner carries the announcement of the good news that Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
And he is coming. He said he's coming, and he's going to come. Amen. He said he's going to come the first time. The Father announced that. Amen. The prophets declared that message that Jesus was going to come. And in the fullness of time, the Lord Jesus came and made, amen, under the law, being born of a woman. Amen. He came after him faithfully, just like he said he would the first time. Amen. But in his earthly life, he said, amen, over and over, I'm going back to the Father. I'm going to return from whence I came. Amen. And where I'm going, you cannot come now. But what he said was, I will come again. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14:1. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. And over and over and over, the Lord promised that, amen, that he was going to come again. Amen. And we understand that, amen, this announcement was declared by, amen, the two men in white in the ascension of the Lord Jesus went. Amen. He was taken up, amen, before them in the clouds, being received back in heaven in their sight. Amen. They stood there, no doubt gazing, no doubt wondering, no doubt in some amazement by the track as to what was going on. Amen. The two men in white apparel showed up and said, you live in Galilee. By standing here, gazing up in the heaven on this same Jesus, which you have seen taken up, and went into heaven before you, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. Amen. I think about the Apostle Paul, man, and how this truth so stirred him, and how many times he wrote to the children of God in their affliction, and in the struggles in their Christian life, and how many times he encouraged them by reminding them that Jesus is going to return again. Amen. We are to comfort one another with these words. Amen. Though our beloved saved, amen, those that are saved and beloved of the Lord have gone on before us and are laying in the grave, Jesus is coming again. Amen. He's going to resurrect their body, and we which are alive and remain, amen, shall be called out together with them when the Lord comes. And so, amen, this is a truth that is found over and over and over. Amen. Even John 11 in the Isle of Patmos, amen, as he was suffering and in tribulation for the name of the Lord Jesus' sake. Amen. When the revelation of Christ opened up, he sees all sorts of visions and revelations and amazing things. But, amen, Jesus said to him in the end of all of that, amen, John, I come quickly. Amen. And John got so caught up in all of that, thinking about the Lord coming again, that it just but Jim just kind of blurted up out of him, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so this is our blessed hope. This, And yet it's not just a source of excitement for us, as we'll see here in just a moment. Amen. It is part of the message that the world needs to hear. Amen. They need to be told that the Lord is going to return. Amen. Instead of this life, they're never going to see the one who came. Amen. And bled and died and sent out the Lord and out of day. Amen. That they must bow their knee to, they had life. Amen. He's never going to come again. But I've got news today. Amen. For sinner and saint alike, for the holy and poor that he had. Amen. There is good news tonight. Amen. Our Lord is returning. He is returning. He is returning. Amen. So you say, preacher, I'm so tired and weary and maturing today. Amen. The good news is just a few more days, child of God. Amen. Just a few more days. Amen. And the Lord is coming again. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm lost and I'm undone. Amen. You need to understand the Lord is returning. Amen. And now's the time to be saved. Now's the time to buy your knee. Amen. Now is the time to get honest and serious about eternity and the state of your never dying soul. Amen. For you must be ready when he comes. And as the disciples said, amen, Lord, what is the sign of thy coming? And in Matthew 24, he gave a big long discourse. Amen. And he gave some signs. And he gave, amen, some prophetic statements of what things are going to look like when the beginning of the end get here, by the way, sad note. Amen. You're seeing every one of them things play out. Amen. The prelude to the beginning of the end is taking place. Amen. You go home tonight and you watch the news set. Amen. And you'll see Matthew 24. Amen. In living color. You miss it? Amen. It's happening everywhere. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilence. Amen. All sorts of iniquity is abounding. Amen. Because the love of many has grown cold. You're saying sin. Amen. Heaped up on this generation. Amen. And here's what Jesus said. He said, now you want to know when I'm coming again. Amen. Here's a little blip of what it's going to look like. Amen. No man knows when I'm coming again. He said, not even the angels of glory know when I'm coming. Amen. He said, there's only one that knows that. And that is the Father. And when the Father sends me, I'm coming. And here's what the Lord said. Amen. About his coming, he said, be ye therefore ready. And such an hour as you think not of the Son of Man coming. Amen. And so, sinner friend, this is the part. Amen. Of the message where Jesus said there'll be two in the field. Amen. And they're working and plowing it. And together, one will be taken and the other will be left behind. Amen. There'll be two women grinding at the mill, Jesus said. And one that is saved, and one that is found the Lord redeemed, and one that is found in need that the Lord raised. And that Jesus said, one of them will be taken, and the other will be left behind. Amen. Oh, I feel like preaching now. Amen. For if Christ came right now, amen, everybody the same blood, bought, blood washed, amen, would be lifted from their sin. Amen. Jesus cast in the air and marched him all the way in the presence of the Father and present us the blood all day. Amen. Saved by grace. Amen. Entering into the presence. Amen. Of the eternal God. And what a day that it is. And everybody is here tonight that's lost. Amen. You'll be left behind. Amen. Pastor Jeff will be gone from your very sight. Every friend you've got in this building is saved. Amen. When they're gone, you won't be able to reach them on a cell phone. Amen. You won't be able to find their posts on social media. Amen. You won't matter and ever see them again. Amen. Because they're gone, they're gone, they're gone. Yeah. And so you say, preacher, that is a dreaded thought. Amen. It ought to be a dreaded thought. Amen. It's part of the message we preach to the world. Amen. It's that our Lord is returning. Amen. Be ye there.
Yes.
Yes.
He's covered.
Amen.
So I don't believe that. Amen. Well, was it Peter that said in the last days there would be mockers and there would be scoffers and would a man say, where is the promise of his coming? And Brother Larry, that's where we're at today. Amen. This world is going, that friend, to hell in a handbasket. Amen. Because they do not think there is a day in which the Lord Jesus is going to come again. Amen. But it don't matter who's trying to believe that. That's fairy tale. Amen. That's just religious talk trying to scare men. Amen. Well, you think that all you want, it don't change the fact. Amen. And Jesus is coming again. Amen. Jesus is returning. The message we preach is our Lord is returning.
Amen.
We say a word here out of the text quickly. Amen. About, amen, the coming of the Lord. Amen. Let me say number one, I think in the text there's a truth. Amen. That it will be a time of shouting.
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to be a time of shouting.
Amen.
Notice in the text, Brother Yale, amen, David said in verse 11, in light of this, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad.
Yes.
He said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Simply the field, amen, and all the creatures that are in the field, amen, and all the little critters that are underneath the dirt of the field, amen. He is saying, let the field and all that is therein, amen, let it be joyful. Amen. Notice what he said. Said then, shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for the Lord, for he cometh. Amen. So I see here, it's going to be a time of shouting. A time of shouting here. Amen. David said that both heaven and earth, as well as creation, when the Lord comes again, are going to rejoice.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Time of shouting. Yes. This world tonight, according to Romans chapter number 8, amen, that the Apostle Paul spake in creation, amen, that is the physical creation of God. Amen. He said, all creation groaneth, awaiting for, amen, the redemption of this world. Amen. That is, and I don't dare claim to understand all of it. Amen. Tonight. Amen. But I do know this. And back in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve were plunged in the sin, and not all of humanity with them, that one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. That is, amen, you and I, not only affected humanity, amen, but the ground was cursed for the man's sake. Amen. And so we understand, amen, as beautiful as this world is, amen, it is under a curse. And sin is lifted into a measure, amen, growing for a time when it can return to be what God made it to be.
Amen.
And David hits on this, and when the Lord comes, amen, he said there's going to be rejoicing, there's going to be joy, amen, there's going to be shouting, amen, there's going to be a time where, amen, creation, both the heavens and the earth, amen, are going to have bestowed upon them what they have been waiting for these last 6,000 years.
Amen.
And I don't have time to run this all the way down. Amen. But you go read the book of Revelation. Amen. That when the Lord comes again. Amen. That when the Lord comes again and he gets his church and gets us saved, he takes us to heaven. Amen. Revelation chapter number 4 and 5. I believe it's chapter number 5. That there's going to be a moment both in heaven and earth where And then your word will receive strength. Your word will receive honor. Your word will receive power. And when you are on the throne, you are the one that rules. You are the one that is in control. Amen. And I believe you say, preacher. Amen. David said, even the trees are going to rejoice. Amen. I believe the trees are going to lift up. Amen. The palms, if they are laid still. Amen. And they're going to move this right here, dude. And they're going to make a sound and they're going to rejoice. Amen. In the very coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. What a time of shouting. Amen. And if you think creation's going to do that, the Bible's clear they are. Amen. There's going to be a voice lifted up even louder than that. Amen. It's indeed the God raised. Amen. Indeed the one who saved them by the man's grace. Amen. They're leaving all this behind. Amen. Every bad thing we've ever had around the past once and for all. Every headache, every tear-filled head. Amen. Every bad day. Amen. I'm telling you, every step of the journey that has been hard to make. Amen. On that day, it all seemed as it were nothing. Amen. When we look upon the one that redeemed us. Amen. Amen. Yes. You say, preacher. Amen. You say, we're going to shout on that day. Amen. I believe we will.
Amen.
That's why I shout right now as many times as I can. I'm trying to get the saints.
Right. Right.
Amen. I don't want to be no stranger on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. I can't wait. Some of these, and they say, listen, you ain't got to shout to be saved.
Amen.
Sammy Adam used to do a little dance thing. He'd do every now and then when I was preaching. Amen. He said, well, that don't make me saved. It don't make me spiritual. Amen. But you can be spiritual long, do it or not. Amen. But I can't wait till we get to glory when the Lord comes. And some of y'all ain't ever give a God blessing grunt on this side. Amen. Because that ain't your personality at all. Amen. When we get on the other side, you got your hand up, tears rolling, and your voice is lifted up, praising Him. Amen. I hope, Brother Jack, I hope in heaven we can cut up, kick around a little bit. I'm going to go over an elbow, some of you, and say,
amen. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. People say, I don't like all that shout. You better not go to heaven.
Amen.
John said it's going to get so loud and shouting when the Lord comes back. Amen. He said it's going to be the sound of many waters. Amen. It's just going to roar. It's going to roll. Amen. It's going to be loud. It's going to even be deafening. Amen. It won't bother us. It won't drive us crazy. And after it will be the redeemed of God, giving the what? Amen. That redeemed us and reigns. And that adoration and praise and glory.
Amen.
When He comes, when He returns, it'll be a time of shouting. When He comes, it'll be a time. It'll be a time of sobriety. Notice with me in verse number 13. The Bible said, for He cometh. Now notice what He said. He's going to drive a point home for He cometh to judge the earth.
Yeah.
My friend that strikes, and I'm saved tonight. I know the Lord in all His mercy and grace, but when I read those words, it strikes a sobriety and fear.
Yeah.
Not an anxiety, not a fear of terror, but just a measure of reverence to think about.
Absolutely.
I've got to stand before Him one night.
Yeah.
It is appointed unto me at once to die. Hebrews chapter numbers and chapter 9. Verse number 28 says, and after this, the judgment. You see, the fact that the Lord is returning, yes, it will be a time of shouting. Amen. For the redeemed and for creation that lulled. Amen. For the restored glory and the, amen, the restoration of all things that sin has cursed. Amen. For when He comes, it will not only be shouting, but, amen, it will be a time of seriousness, a time of sobriety when the Lord reveals Himself, amen, to the earth, not as the same. this world has rejected. Saints, Richard, you're awful dogmatic about salvation being real and personal, a man knowing beyond a shadow of doubt that he has been born again. Oh, Richard, why are you so dogmatic about that? Well, it is because there is coming a day where every man, every woman, every young man and young woman, every boy and every girl is going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ as their judge. Now I don't have time to get into all the eschatology and how, the judgments play out. I'm not general judgment preaching tonight, but Mike, I think everybody knows, then especially if you're a member here where we stand on that, there is a judgment for the saved. There is a judgment for the lost. There is a bema seat where the redeemed will stand and be judged. We'll be judged before the Lord, not concerning our soul and salvation, but concerning our works and the motives and those things and the things we've done, whether they be wood, hay, or stubble, or whether they be gold and silver and precious stone given back to the Lord, for the way that we live for Him, as He was faithful to us, and we were faithful to Him. And then there'll be a great white throne judgment. That'll take place later on in which, everyone who said no to the gospel, everyone who said no, I'm after him to the plan of redemption and God's only way of salvation. All heaven and earth shall flee away. There'll be no place found for them to hide. And we call forth in the very presence of Christ and a great white throne, and the names will be absent from the Lamb's book of life. They'll be judged according to their works and wills, no matter how good even the best among them are going to fall short of being worthy, to escape hellfire and damnation. And the Bible said they will be bound hand and foot and cast into the lake of fire which burned with brimstone, and there throughout all eternity they will suffer. No way of escape. No way out. That's why we're so adamant you must be born. That's why. We announce the good news and give the gospel every opportunity that we can, and cause the fact that the Lord is returning that message. Comes with acknowledging it will be a time of sobriety. He is coming, and he's coming to judge the earth. You ready for that judgment? Are you ready for that judgment? Notice with me, it's a time of shouting, a time of sobriety. Along with that thought, both of those thoughts, really, we understand it to be a time of sentencing. The Bible said, he shall judge. Notice how David, in his psalm, in announcing and showing forth, from day to day, the good news of the soul and the soul winner. He said, he shall judge the world. And the Bible said, and the people. The world and the people. That is, I believe, the people of the world. Those who are of the world. What are they going to meet one day? They're going to meet the righteousness and the truth of Jesus Christ. That's what the text said. Brother Larry, the two things this world hates the most, righteousness and truth. Righteousness and truth. The world don't want to hear nothing about righteousness anymore. They've never been fond of it. They've never loved it. But you're living in a society and a culture tonight of the world that is so depraved and so heathenistic that, my friend, they mock the righteousness of the Word of God. Truth is something that is, and the world has gone through different movements, but you're seeing it today on full display, on steroids, that truth is something that is relative.
Yes, sir.
You hear statements like this, well, speak your truth.
Yeah.
Or I have my truth.
Amen.
Did y'all notice what David said there? He was going to judge them with in rights of the world in righteousness and the people with his
yep.
truth.
That's right.
You better not be hanging on to your truth.
Amen.
Your truth can be a lie. And then here's how dumb this world's got. Here's how dumb. And everybody's kind of laughing about it and walking it. We ought to walk it. That's what I'm about ready to do. They ask this woman, this Judge Jackson up there in her hearing, will define for us what is a woman. Well, I can't tell you what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. You know what that is? That is making a mockery of both righteousness and
yeah.
truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so they're in this thing now where, amen, they have their own truth. Speak your truth. I'm going to hold them that truth. But do you understand one of these days, every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to stand before the Lord, and it is going to be his truth that matters. It's going to be his righteousness you're measured up to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And if you die without Christ, if you die without a time in your life whereby you, my friend, put your trust, amen, in the fact that he said, I am the way, I am the truth. And the light, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And there's not many ways to heaven. There's not many ways, amen, to receive the joy of eternal life. Amen. There is one way, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when the world rejects that, guess what? They're going to meet that choice one day.
Amen.
They're going to meet that choice one day. And Jesus is going to look at them, and I know this world, and they are so steeped in sin and hardened in their sin, and they're going to look at the very one that bled and died for them. He's going to have the prints of the nails in his hand. His side is going to be opened up. When he comes again, he's coming with a vesture dipped in his own blood. And they're going to look at him and say, well, I have my own truth. I have my own truth. I was trusting my own truth. And then the sentence is going to be passed where the Lord is going to show them your truth was nothing but a lie.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe I should have ended on the shout. I'm almost done. I feel like the last several services, God is just hammering the truth of salvation and giving somebody clarity on what salvation is. Do you understand the Lord is coming? He is returning.
Amen.
All the redeemed of God say hallelujah. There may be a part of us that at we know when he comes, we've got to go be judged. But we're not going to be judged for sin.
Right.
We're not going to be judged concerning our eternal soul. We've already trusted Christ to be our righteousness. We trusted his truth. As the one and only way, plan of salvation, we have accepted the power of God unto salvation. I don't have to answer for my sin. Jesus answered for my sin on the cross.
Yes.
I have believed that. I have trusted that. I need no other argument.
Amen.
Amen. But if you're here tonight, you've never really been born again. I'm talking about you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved. It's coming today, you're going to stand before the one we preach to you about and tell you about and warn you about. When he comes, it is going to be a time of sentencing of sinners. See, the devil, Brother Jerry, has people confused, his generation confused. Here's what they think of Jack. Well, I'm just going to wait and see if all that's true. Then when it all comes to pass, me and the Lord, we got a deal worked out and everything's going to be okay. You can't find that anywhere. If you can find it in the Bible, I'll believe it. If you can find it in the King James Bible, I'll believe it. The problem is I've read it through and forwards and backwards so many times it ain't in there.
Amen.
When he comes again, it's too late to work anything out.
Right.
When he comes back again, it's too late to say, well, Lord, I just really know what the issue is. You don't want to believe it today.
Right.
Amen. When he comes back, can you imagine all the people that are sincere in their religion and sincere in their good works and sincere in the life that they're living? They're going to stand before him, Brother Gerald, one of these days. When he comes, according to what David just said, it's going to be a time of sentencing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. You may be good. People may like you. Amen. You may be a lot of fun to be around. But you bypass the Lord Jesus Christ. You bypass accepting the message the Lord redeems and that he brings. When he comes again, you'll thus tell my Lord with the same sodomites and the same idolaters and drunkards and fornicators and I mean the list goes on and on. They're all the so-called wicked people. People don't go to hell because they're wicked. They go to hell because they bypass the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He made a way for all men to be saved. He'll be your Savior. He'll be your Lord tonight. Or he'll be your judge one of these days. Amen. And when truth and righteousness, his truth and his righteousness come before you, it will remove every argument away from you, and you will be thrown into the hell that all men deserve to be in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. The preacher, that's strong on Wednesday night. It's the Word of God. We're lying, we don't lie around here. We go verse to verse, and so we can't sugarcoat nothing. David said he's coming, and he's coming to judge. He's judging the world and the people in righteousness, and by his truth, you better make sure you're ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Say, preacher, is it important? I believe it's so important tonight because now this is me. This is me. Now, I believe I'm backing up from the Word of God. I don't know how long, but Tim, I don't know how long we have till the Lord comes back.
Yeah.
I would be lying tonight, Brother Mark, if I told you I know beyond a shadow of doubt he's coming tonight.
Yeah.
But I'd be lying too if I told you I knew beyond a shadow of doubt he wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
I don't know how close we are to it. I believe we're that close on the timeline of God. It can happen in a moment. That's why you ought to be saved right now on a Wednesday night. You ought to get right with God and humble yourself before him, believe the gospel, repent of your sin.
Amen.
Tell God what you are, trust in Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Be saved tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.